class. It's great. Obviously, when you're sitting watching the draw, it's a game that you don't want. But whenever it's drawn, it's there's nothing that can be done about it. So you prepare well, you look forward to the game, and you want to make sure that you have no regrets when you come off the pitch after the match. And if we can do that, then look, we can potentially cause a huge upset. And that's what it would be if we were, let's be honest, we finished eighth last year. They won the double. They've had best players in every position, sometimes twice, three times over. So for us to do anything, it's going to be an upset. We have to upset them. We have to make sure that, you know, we perform at our very highest levels. And that's what the players have done over a long period of time. You know, they've been very respectful in their approach to everybody. But they've also been very good with the football, and they've been very good without the football. And we've got to make sure that whenever we come off a pitch on Friday night after the game, we know that we've left everything on the pitch. And if we can do that, then hopefully we'll get a favourable result. Ultimately, we haven't beat one of the big two, and that's where we're at. And probably rightly so, because we've made giant strides so far. But, you know, it's the FA Cup. It's the second round of FA Cup. We're at home. We'll have a full house. Champions are coming to town. The expectation will be that Dundalk will get through to the next round, but we got to try and make sure that it's us. Football, you carry a wee bit of luck at times, but at times we got to make sure that we're on top of the game. And it's a game that we'll all look forward to. All our families will be here. Our supporters will be right behind us. And we got to just make sure that we give everything.
Obviously, if the tie finishes tomorrow evening, has penalties been talked about?
We've done a bit of penalty work, obviously, because we've missed a few this year. You know, we haven't got the best of records in penalties over the recent weeks, but we don't get too many either, and that's the nature of it. But, you know, the players are confident. Let's just be honest. The players are confident in their own ability, and rightly so, because over a long period of time here, since they came to this club on the 3rd of January 2019, right through to now at the end of August, they've been brilliant. They've been brilliant. The competition for places now is at an all-time high. And, you know, we're playing some really good football as well. So, look, it is a fantastic game for everyone. And it's a game we can't wait to see how we get on.
And obviously, Derry are the only side to have ever won a treble. And at the minute, Dundalk are the only team that can do it this year, as per se. They're in the League Cup final against, obviously, yourselves. And then Derry tomorrow night, and they're top of the league. So...
Well, the one thing I see about Dundalk, and it's testimony to the management staff that's down there, and obviously previous Stephen was there, they're a very humble bunch, they're a very hungry bunch. They you can actually see their togetherness, you know, they don't suffer fools, they know how to win football matches, everybody's demanding that each other work hard. You know, the minute they want something, they're focused on winning something again, and that's full credit to them. And for you to be able to do a treble, that's the type of people you need. And, you know, they'll be coming here and they'll fancy themselves, but we have to make sure that we're at our best. But, you know, Dundalk are, you know, the blueprint that are. They really are, because they are so humble and they work extremely hard and they find ways of winning football matches. And not only have they got some of the best players in the league, they've got some of the best people in the league and some of the most experienced people in the league. And that's full credit to them, and fair play. You know, sometimes have to say, look, they're in a really good place, and they are, and they're the benchmark for Irish football. And we've got an opportunity to try and put them out of the cup. We have an opportunity to try and grow ourselves and get the within a level that they had to come through before when they were building. So full credit to them. I have a huge respect for everybody connected with our football club. But come Friday night, we've got to be really focused on trying to knock them out of the FA Cup.